All right, pleased to be joined here today by Nick Gagnon, president of the Mighty Peace Basketball League, getting set for their third season now, if you could believe it. What's kind of some of the preparations been like in getting ready for this?
It's kind of the same as every year. We're trying to book as much as we can with Glenmary. We really loved the school last year, so we're trying to get as many games as we can there. We're trying to see how many teams we can have this year due to reffing, gym availability, just volunteers. So currently we're doing six teams, try for eight. It's a challenge, but again, six again, and then just trying to find some sponsors to see what we can do this year, again, with Player of the Games. Might have a championship trophy, but, you know, these are all things we're working on. Hopefully they come through in the end.
And I know you guys have started a kind of player registration. Seems like you've gotten some pretty good response there. So how does this sort of speaks to kind of some of the interest you've gotten in the community around here?
Yeah, it's been actually really positive. We had our fall tournament this year, so we were trying to get some more interest just from that to bring more teams into the spring league. So we actually have two new teams this year. We have one from Manning, and we have a local Peace River team that's starting up new. So we got some new teams, which is always good. It's always good to have new blood. And we are doing, we have women this year that will be joining our league. It is not really a co-ed, but we have three women per team. If you want, you can have women play on your roster now. So that's just something new. We're just trying to add a little bit here and there just to, you know, enhance the league and create a little more opportunities for everyone.
And, you know, speaking of the games themselves, you've mentioned Glenmary School is hosting some games this year, and you've also had the Miles Air Multiplex and Grimshaw. Has there been any interest in, you know, maybe getting some other more communities involved, maybe Fairview, Manning, something like that?
It's always an attempt. We would love to have those communities. I think the challenge is to find enough people committed to playing on a team and the commute. It's not far, but again, you know, it's still a drive. It's still hard to find 12 guys that are going to come consistently. So we would love it. That's kind of what we were hoping for with the tournament, because that's just a weekend thing. So we thought we might get a little more interest from that. So we'll keep trying. We're always interested in out-of-town teams. So if there are any, like, we welcome you for sure if you want to come down and try it out.
And as mentioned, you do have, some new features, I guess. Is that kind of some things for maybe improving the fan experience as well?
We hope so. We find there's been quite good fan support. It's a lot of parents that come and families that are there. But, you know, if we can add a little more here and there, we're always open to it. And I think because we do have a lot of Peace River teams, having it in Glenmary does bring a lot more fans just because of the location. So we're going to see what's out there. We're trying to hire a photographer this year as well, just to get a little more photos out there. So we're trying. It's a process, and we're plugging away still.
Well, definitely should be a lot of fun once you guys get the season going here. Nick Gagnon, Mighty Peace Basketball League, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks again, Kyle. We always appreciate it, and we always appreciate the support that Kicks and River Country does for us. So thank you again for another fun season.